Lashana Tova. When you think of Rosh Hashanah, there are probably several images that come to mind. I'm going to guess that shofars being blown are probably one of them. And I would also guess you think of the traditional Rosh Hashanah treat, apples and honey. In a little while, we'll be celebrating the new year with sweets of all kinds, and we have a lot of them, I've been told, so please indulge, including the very traditional apples and honey. Now, the origin of our tradition of apples and honey is debated, like most things, but there are a few facts that we know for sure. Scholars trace apples back to medieval times among Ashkenazi Jews, and during these times, apples were considered a rare and sweet treat. But what about honey? Well, we don't have to look hard in our Bibles for dozens of references to honey and honeycombs. Almost all of these references connect the sweetness of honey to the pleasant parts of life. And if you ever had honey, you see where the connection comes from. So for example, the land of Israel, right, is described as a good land, flowing with milk and honey, which demonstrates that it's a great place to live. Therefore, the sweetness of honey represents the nicest, choicest parts of life. It makes sense then that during Rosh Hashanah, as we enjoy the sweetest of biblical treats, we pray for a pleasant and blessed new year. This desire for a sweet new year is not just something Jewish or biblical. Human beings in general are always looking for a sweeter, a more blessed life. Every year, we hope, will be better than the last. You know, on New Year's Eve, as you go into New Year, most people are not thinking, oh, I hope the next year is going to be more terrible, sadder, financially worse off for me. No, we're hopeful. But every year, in many ways, that hope is thwarted. Year after year, it seems the darkness of this world is steadily increasing. Financially, emotionally, physically, and especially spiritually, the graphs, the statistics, all the psychological stuff seem to trend downwards for most in our society. Things aren't getting better, they seem to be getting worse. But every year we are told of new ways to find lasting sweetness in this life. If we just buy the right stuff, listen to the right people, do what society governments tell us, we will finally, truly be happy. And after changing every part of ourselves, inside and out, based on an ever-moving target, then finally we will experience all the sweetness life has to offer. Yet these solutions do not seem to be fixing much of anything. In fact, like most things we do when it comes to fixing ourselves, it tends to make things worse. It's why depression and all sorts of other mental issues are on the rise. The reality is that no matter how much we try to lie to ourselves or others about how sweet our lives are, we cannot mask the truth forever. Beneath the shiny and sweet veneer of social media are some real lemons. These destructive attempts by our society to fix itself damages so many people, ruining not just lives in this world, but also trying to stop many from reaching the world to come. So this morning, as we begin our new year, I would like to share with you the secret to a sweet new year. I'm not even going to charge you for it. We find this secret in Psalm 19, verses 7 through 11. If you have a Bible, I welcome you to turn with me there right now. So this psalm is a psalm of King David, a man who definitely experienced both the bitterness and sweetness of life. He had many highs and many lows. Now, to give you some context, in Psalm 19, we open with the sky above declaring the reality and majesty of our Creator. So I have to come clean and confess here. The secret I'm about to share really isn't much of a secret, because it's available to all who have eyes to see and ears to hear. And we begin with verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. Now, this verse is not a popular message today, but it is a true one. If you want to have your soul refreshed, then seek out the law of the Lord. Now, Adonai's law today is not written on tablets, but written on the heart of every believer. He has done so through the good news of Messiah Yeshua. And the point here is that in God alone do we find real rest for our souls. So here is the secret. If we are willing to lay our burdens on the Lord, then we will have a sweet new year. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. If you want to be wise, then seek out the good commands of the Lord. His commands are trustworthy to base your life on. They are an objective black and white truth in a world of shifting grays. It's what we call objective truth, a truth that exists outside of how we feel. God's standard does not change depending on how we feel day to day. His judgments don't change. You know, a judge can one day be happy and one day be sad, and that can affect how they pronounce judgment. The Lord is not like that. People in general want to be wiser. If I were to poll everybody here and most people on the street say, would you like to be wiser? They would say yes. And many hope to be in the coming year to more wisely deal with situations in their lives, maybe deal with things they need to handle with people or business relationships. But the reality is that human wisdom is not trustworthy. So here is the secret. If we bring in the wisdom of the Lord and reject the so-called wisdom of our society, we will have a sweet new year. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. You know, everyone wants to experience joy, not just a temporary outward joy, but a joy that reaches the deepest parts of ourselves, the deepest parts of who we are. In the Lord's commands, there is joy. In fact, being joyful is a spiritual discipline. As King David declares elsewhere in Psalm 16:11, the Lord is the one who fills us with joy. So any true joy we find in this world is not because of human society or the world itself. It's because of the Lord who in his goodness made this planet. The skies above, the stars above, which this psalm talks about. Many people find joy in the heavenly things. It's because of the Lord. The joy promised to us from others is fleeting and usually has many strings attached to it. If people are promising you joy constantly, you usually have to do something for them to earn that. The Lord, though, is different. So here is the secret. If we are willing to let the joy of the Lord fill us, we will have a sweet new year. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. So the Lord's commands, we read here, are also full of light. In a world covered in darkness and confusion, the Lord radiates pure light that gives us meaning and understanding. That's what's meant by light here, is it creates order, it creates meaning. Darkness is connected with chaos, with confusion. We read elsewhere that God is light, in whom there is no darkness. You know, I think of often when we're in critical moments, like when the power goes out in our house, you know, the power's gone out, it's nighttime, you're stumbling around, you know vaguely where your closet is. You go to get your flashlight, you go to turn it on, and then there's nothing. You give it a shake. You try to turn it on again. Still nothing. At critical moments when we need light the most, our lights tend to fail us. We find that flashlight with dead batteries has just stopped working, and many other things as well. And in a way, the light of our world is often the same way. It tends to fail us in critical moments. When we're in a crisis and we reach for human understanding, it fails us. It fails to comfort us. It fails to fix the problems. What is actually provided for us is a false light that leads us deeper into confusion and darkness. So here's the secret. If we are willing to join ourselves to the light of life, then we too will radiate the light of the knowledge of God's glory, and we will have a sweet new year. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. So the fear of the Lord is not about being scared in the sense of like running away and hiding. It's about the righteous respect that God deserves. If I was in front of the general of the United States military, the chief general of a branch of the military, I would have a deep, fearful respect for that person, especially if the entire might of the United States Army was behind him. The Lord is the Lord of armies, the Lord of hosts. It is right to respect him. But respect is something people in our world have little of. We don't respect ourselves, and we have even less respect for others. Now, how could I expect somebody to respect others if they won't even respect themselves? You know, mocking, which tends to come with a lack of respect, is not just something angsty teenagers do. We find it in plenty of adults. I see it all the time, especially online. At ages that we should know better, people mock the Lord, people mock his people, and every command of his that they do not like is mocked and scoffed at. So here is the secret. By treating our Creator as the holy God that he is, and not the mocking way our society does, we will have a sweet new year. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. Adonai's decisions are firm, and they're righteous. He is not like a man who changes his mind all the time. The Lord does not flip-flop. You know, human politicians and leaders are often not righteous, and they're often not firm. Many politicians and leaders can be bought for the right price. They will change their positions depending on which way the wind blows. It's hard to have a sweet life filled with joy, real sweetness under unstable leaders. If you've ever been friends or family to someone emotionally unstable, you know what I'm talking about. Not knowing which version of a person you will be dealing with that day or what might set them off that day. However, the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is firm, and he's always right. So here's the secret. If we accept the full decrees of the Lord, not just the ones we like, then we will have a sweet new year. So to summarize these verses, what is the secret to having a blessed life? What is the secret to having a sweet new year? Trusting and following the Lord will lead to a life filled with peace, wisdom, joy, and light. These sweet things of life are not dependent on our circumstances or us making it happen. I don't have to create that sweetness. The Lord does it for me. They are freely given, a gift of grace for all those who call Adonai their Father and Messiah Yeshua their Lord. But how can we be sure that this is the secret to a sweet new year? Well, we read on. Maybe you're still doubting. Consider then the final two verses of this section in Psalm 19, verses 10 and verses 11. They, referring to everything we've talked about previously, are more precious than gold, the Lord's commandments, his statutes, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey fresh straight from the honeycomb. By them, your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Following the Lord leads us to something exceedingly more valuable than a mountain of gold. I would like to have a mountain of gold. If you're offering me a mountain of gold with no strings attached, see me after the services. But what's being offered here is more valuable than a pile of gold. Sweeter than honey, even fresh honey, the commands of the Lord are sweeter. And in following them, we are not only warned of danger, which is a pretty great perk, but we're promised a great reward. Now, what is this reward? There's lots of rewards promised in God's word for those who are his followers, both in the Old and New Testament. But the ultimate reward that all of Scripture points to, the ultimate reward of the Lord is life everlasting with our wonderful God and Savior in the New Jerusalem. A reward no amount of money can buy or fame earn. The world promises us many sweet things, but they are ultimately worthless. This reward is from the Lord alone and cannot be bought. So as we come to another new year and take stock of our lives, each of us has a decision to make. Will we seek a sweet new year through obedience to our wonderful Messiah, through his word? Or will we seek sweetness elsewhere and be left wanting? We have been promised the sweetest of rewards if we place our faith in Messiah Yeshua. And we also have the promise of the bitterest of punishments for those who choose to reject him. This is not my opinion. It is the direct words of our Messiah himself. We read this promise connected to his return prophesied in these high holidays in Revelation 22:12. Messiah writes, "Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done." And as we continue reading, we see the promise of eternal life once again there for those who are his servants and rejection for those who are not. And so as we contemplate our relationships during these days of awe, we need to make sure we know which promise we will be receiving. It is my prayer this Rosh Hashanah that each of us would experience more peace, wisdom, joy, and light. That we would also be willing to share this open secret to a world in desperate need of the Lord's goodness and sweetness. May each of us reach the reward our wonderful Messiah makes available to all those who belong to him. Have a good and sweet New Year.